Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Had a big show today. Lady Antebellum was in. It just stinks we can't play the music live on this show. You know why? Just to explain it. Do you know why we can't play performances back?
I know.
Why do you think?
It's like some legal thing with... I don't know.
You just give up.
Permission, rights to a song. I don't know.
Sort of.
You're
so
dancing around it.
I just don't know the
this
exact
is free.
Reason.
This podcast is free.
Right.
Someone could come to this podcast for free and then listen to that song for free. Now, that song is not given away. So to get that song, access to the song, you have to subscribe to a streaming service or go to YouTube, or you have to watch an ad, or you just can't go and get that for free. And so that would be what would happen here. That's why we can't put music up, because then you're getting music for free.
People got to get paid.
Right. I get right. it. Yes, that makes sense. Now
it's
I
why,
know.
Like even on our podcast, the Bobbycast, if we play songs, we can only play clips of songs, and we can only talk over songs.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We can't have it where you can go on demand and listen to a song, or why would you ever pay for a song? You just go to all these free places mm-hmm. and take it. So yeah, it stinks because they're really good. But you can see it on our Instagram, our IGTV page.
Yeah,
and watch
we
all
have
the performances.
All of them.
Yeah. So as a thing, that's just all there. Big day for Mike D today, who writes a lot of our games and helps me a lot with the show. He is celebrating his 3-year anniversary here on the show.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Mike D.
He's been here for 3 years. And I guess the backstory is whenever we first met, it was you sent me a message on MySpace.
Yeah, trying to get advice on a podcast.
So he's like, hey, man, can I get advice on how to do a podcast? And what did I say?
You're like, just come watch the radio show. And you invited me up to come hang out.
And so you hang out. Then what happens?
I see all the interns working. I'm like, man, I want to do that. So I got info on how to get an internship and then never left.
Yeah, we used to be able to have interns. We had a lot of them, too. Now we can't, because you can't have somebody work and not pay them. Back in the day, you could. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Back when love was free, you know? And so you interned for how long?
For like 2 years. Yeah.
And then we left.
Yeah, and I stayed working in Austin. You got me a job as a board operator.
So Mike was running, at first, like boards on the weekends.
Yeah.
And then he started doing Elvis Duran
yep.
on Kiss FM, which used to be our station. And then us on Case.
Yeah, I was doing both at like one time.
And so then you just came over to Case.
Yeah.
And then I called and was like, hey, move here.
Yeah, I remember the day I was at the gym and you called me like, hey, I have a spot for you. You want to move to Nashville? And you're like, don't answer now. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I was like, you have to answer now.
Oh, yes, when do I go?
And so you packed up your car.
Yeah, drove here, packed everything. That was it.
That was 3 years ago. Today he joined the show. So look at this guy here. Come on. So what did your family, do they listen?
No, we're not on anywhere where my parents live. So they I don't think they've ever heard the show. My mom will see like YouTube clips sometimes. So she's like, oh yeah, you're on YouTube.
What do they think you do?
They really have no idea. Like, they're like, why do you travel so much? And like, they don't get it. My mom just thinks we make YouTube videos.
That's hilarious.
Which is pretty much what we kind of do. Yeah, when they saw you get up on stage and do stand-up, what'd they think?
They thought it was the craziest thing, because they just see me as their son, and all of a sudden there's all these people like who know my name. They were really tripped out when they saw people like taking pictures with me after the show. Like, what is happening right now? That's my kid over there.
Does your family think it's cool that you're on the show? I guess you're maybe not your parents, but like any other family?
Now they are starting to think I'm cool because they see you on TV.
Oh.
They see you on American Idol, and they're like, oh, that's the guy he works for.
So oh, now, that makes you cool?
That makes me cool now.
Well, and they should know that when you're on TV, Mike D's somewhere back there too, you know? Like.
Well, the last few weeks he hasn't been.
Oh.
Because now we have it, everybody's so specialized in their role.
Oh.
And so we'll go to the radio show, and Mike D goes right to that part okay. of LA, and just, he goes and stays in Burbank. So he doesn't come to all the show stuff anymore.
Because I used to think, like, if you were on, like, the iHeart Radio Awards or something, it's like, oh, Mike D's somewhere in that crowd.
He would be forever. Yeah. But now, because he's got so much to do, I don't drag him around and make him follow me everywhere. Because that used to be part of his job, where we would just run around. He'd just help me with everything. But now I have an assistant, and then, you know, like, some of the management team is out there, too. So, but 3 years. Look at this guy. Here he is.
Hey.
What do you want to say? Speech.
Like, I just can't remember my life before this show. It just, so much has changed in 3 years, and it's been awesome.
End of speech. Speech.
All
right. There he is. Mike D, everyone. What's up with you?
Not a lot.
You'll hear me later talking about going to see Avengers. And so I'm trying to go see Avengers, but I don't want to go by myself. And I will, I guess, if I have to. It's 3 hours. I text Brett Eldridge, and I was like, hey, you want to go watch Avengers? And he's like, I've already seen it.
Oh.
And I don't want to make somebody go twice to a 3-hour movie.
Ask him again. Do you
want
to see it
again? Was he willing
to
go?
I don't know. It probably would have been because he's a nice guy. And I also have friends that have been like, I'll go, but I don't know anything about Avengers. And I'm not going to make them sit through it either.
Dude, I'm telling you, I didn't know anything about Avengers. But I loved it.
I lose my enjoyment because I'll be wondering if they're having fun.
Oh,
the whole time.
You're like that. That's how my son was with me.
Because I'm like, do you like it?
Do you get it?
But John Wick 3 comes out tonight. I could go to that.
You can do that one alone.
I could.
Or maybe Brett hasn't seen John Wick 3.
Oh, yeah, ask him.
I can do it.
Is that seem like you really want to hang if you're like, what about John Wick 3?
I know.
He's like, I've already seen it. And you're like, well, what about this one? He's like, well.
Well, don't stop at Brett. Go down the list.
Well, I only have a few friends. And, like, I would hit up okay. like that. Morgan, number two, what are you doing?
My friend from college is in town. You can go
well,
out
all three
with
of
us.
You guys.
I wish the kids didn't have soccer practice tonight. We would go. I mean, we're going tomorrow. You come with us, but you have to go to L.A.
Yeah, I leave. It looks like first thing in the morning.
Morgan, number two, did ask if we wanted to go out with her this weekend.
She goes hard.
We're like, you crazy? No.
How much do you spend? You have to be broke. You have a house, and now you're...
No, I pregame. That's my little stick.
I mean,
that's
you get drunk before
it.
You go out?
Yes.
Yeah, she goes hard.
How much you spend a night?
Maybe like $30.
What?
I told you I
pregame. Do guys buy
hard.
You drinks all the time?
I get a decent amount of drinks from guys.
Oh, okay.
And how
so
much...
she drinks at home, and then... guys buy the drinks, so yeah.
What's your obligation to be around a dude when he buys you a drink? How much time?
I think we had kind of talked about this, like 30 minutes.
I feel like
I have to do 30
that's
minutes.
So much.
That's what?
I would never
four
accept
drinks.
It. I don't even want to be around Eddie for 30 minutes.
Right.
Much less some dude I don't even know.
But do you ever,
but
if you
drink,
know
Bones.
That you're like, just don't want to hang out with the person, you're not trying to like take advantage of a situation, you just kind of say, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely
I
happens.
Don't see Morgan as just trying to like take any drink.
Do you ever take like four drinks at a time and be like, all right, four guys, let's hang out?
My night's now scheduled for the rest of the night. She has it broken up into her calendar.
No? Okay.
No, I don't plan that. Okay. It just kind of happens if it happens.
If it happens?
If it happens, it happens.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. All right, well, I guess that's kind of it. I'm going to go and see how tickets are selling to our Raging Idiot show. They're up now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I see people tweeting about it like crazy. Like, they're so, like y'all are like the Beatles are coming to town.
Stop.
I'm serious. I mean,
to do more.
That would be cool, though. If we got out of the airplane like the Beatles.
Eddie's like, stop. And I'm like, no.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Say more nice things like that.
I'm serious.
Bobby Bones. Well, I guess it's RagingIdiots.com. The only one I've seen is Richmond, and it sold out in like 6 seconds.
Ooh. Oh, one tweet I saw, she was like, I've been waiting 5 years. For this.
5 years?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a lot of pressure,
well,
dude.
Well, the risky one is like some of the places we've never been before.
Yes.
Like, we've never been to Delaware.
Nope.
And
I'm so excited about Delaware.
And it's not till October, but, that show did not sell out super. It's not even sold out. So some shows, places we've never been, don't
sell
out.
There are some of these places that we've never been.
I know. It's going to be risky. We're going to go, and it's going to be.
Hello.
Hi. Well, I mean.
But what's up?
You could have people. You know, tell their friends and their neighbors.
That's the goal.
And their
we
mailmen.
Can get there early and just hand out tickets
on
the street.
Hey, man, you can give them.
Like
yeah.
Hey,
what are you doing
like
tonight?
To slap their thing. Hey, man, you like it? You like hot girls?
Yeah, but those are for dirty,
like
dirty clubs.
You like hot girls?
What? No.
You ever seen that, Amy?
In Vegas?
Yes.
Yeah. But I didn't know that's what you're saying. You like hot girls.
We wouldn't say that. We would just be like, you want comedy, music?
You want music? You want comedy? That's what
maybe
nice.
Hot girls.
No, it'd be no hot girls.
No hot girls.
Just us. No hot girls. You like mediocre looking guys?
That are pretty funny.
The card.
RagingIdiots.com. Amy, what would you like to say?
Well, I just hope everyone has a really great weekend. Excited to see Bobby wrap up Idol.
Yeah, me too. I love it. Love the people.
Yeah.
It's just.
But also, I think this
travel.
Is a good. Yeah, like it's been a good run. And I know you'll be excited to go back once it starts back.
I mean, they haven't officially
invited
me back yet.
Okay, but if you do go back, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I think it's going to be good for you not. To be making that trek every
well, then
week.
The Bachelor starts. Oh, wait.
Wait, what?
Don't listen to him.
Are you going to do the Bachelor?
I know Amy. Stop it. I don't know anything.
Seriously, look me in the eyes.
It doesn't even start. And they're not even like really serious about
it. When does it really seriously start?
Well, so they do the Bachelorette, then they do Bachelor in Paradise. I don't even watch the shows. I've just
oh, you know Bachelorette's
a lot right
with
now.
All the dudes.
Bobby's like, to clarify, I don't know anything, but this is the schedule.
You do know a lot about
that.
They
do Bachelorette, then they do Bachelor in Paradise. And at that point, regardless of what you hear, they haven't really got a bachelor yet. They'll probably have one by Bachelor in Paradise time.
Mm-hmm.
I did, in the B-Team newsletter, I did mention something about me being gone from the show for a bit. And you guys know about me leaving for a show.
Yeah.
We're part of the B-Team.
It's crazy.
Newsletter.
So we're just going to leave it there. I've said too much already.
Oh, I had one other question that popped into my head. Oh, if Chris...
Harrison. Yeah.
If he were to be like, I'm tired of this.
He's already answered this.
No, I would not do it.
He would not. Oh, you have?
Yeah, he says he won't do that.
I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't host The Bachelor.
Okay.
I guess they offer me tons and tons of money, but I wouldn't. That's his show. That show will always be Chris Harrison's show.
Well,
even if he's not doing it.
Okay. But look at, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was Regis, but
yeah,
he's only on like Meredith. Two seasons before he got flipped over.
And then Drew Carey.
Regis and Kelly was that, not anymore.
Well, first of all, it was.
Why is he my only example? Like Regis is my only example.
It was Regis and Kathy Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Then Regis and Kelly. Right. Did you see Grumpy Cat died, by the way?
Yes. I did. So sad.
Only 7 years old.
Yeah, I was like, I thought cats lived.
Nine lives.
Yeah, also like
till longer than seven.
20. Yeah. Some cats are like 20 years old.
Yeah.
A grumpy cat was so cute.
They probably were flying all around the country.
Wait, you know, did somebody have a urinary tract infection? Is that right? Or did someone lie to me?
Grumpy Cat had a UTI?
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Who's Grumpy Cat hooking up with?
That's what I said. That's what I said. That's what that comes from.
Okay, y'all, UTIs come in other
Grumpy
forms.
Cat was Humpy Cat.
Hey, long days on the road, man.
Wait,
I worry about the animals that get flown around a lot. Like Doug the Pug, who lives here, goes to a lot of events. Like, I wonder if it cuts my health down.
Yeah.
I'm all over the place.
Moving a lot.
What are you looking up?
Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy. All right.
Like,
it's crazy. UTI.
I don't.
That's what somebody told me. Unless they're lying to me.
Amy heard that too.
Oh my gosh! They explained that Grumpy had developed complications from a recent UTI, which became too tough for her to overcome. Oh, the cat passed away peacefully at her home.
It was after the world tour.
Oh.
Seven though.
Well,
that's not old.
No, it's not old at all. No.
Amy, anything else you'd like to end with? What do you want to say?
I guess if y'all haven't listened to my latest episode of Four Things Podcast, it went up yesterday. So you could, you know, if you're looking for something to do while you clean the house this weekend or you walk the dog, then you could listen to that.
There you go.
That'd be great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lunchbox.
If you got time this weekend, Sore Losers Show podcast, Eddie Raimundo and myself, we do a little sports podcast. It's fun. It'll make you laugh. It'll kill 30 minutes of your day.
If you want to waste 30 minutes.
That's not a waste. Don't promote it as a waste.
You know, sometimes you have to pick. Like, I enjoy podcasts. I like to learn things.
Yeah.
It's either music for not to learn or podcast to learn. Or it's like internet to not learn or books to learn. I always have to make those choices. Like, okay, what have I done so far today? Have I not learned enough? Then I'll listen to a podcast. Or I'll read a book. I keep books in my backpack all the time. Like, I have a book that I'm just reading in my backpack that I only read on flights. As I'm reading other books, sometimes they get all intertwined. But I still feel like I'm mixing stuff up, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of podcasts and learning, so I know you like the How I Built This with Guy Raz. Well, the Peloton dude was on. Have you listened to that one yet?
Is it good?
So he is the guy that created the Peloton bike and treadmill and stuff. And yeah, it's good because,
I mean,
he was at a place where he literally thought it was not going to work and they were barely getting by and he was about to just scratch the whole thing because investors were like, there's no data to prove that people will actually use this at home and it'll be good. He's like, yeah, there's no data because we're going to be the first ones that are doing this.
Yeah.
And that he was so hard to get people on board. And then he even went to SoulCycle to see if they wanted to partner with him. And they're like, pass.
Well, it's like, I think MySpace didn't buy. What did they not buy? There's a whole. There's another one of those big stories.
They passed on something big?
Yeah. Netflix. That's right.
Mm.
A lot of people passed on Netflix.
Because they were the first of their kind. Yeah.
Like for $1 million. Maybe it wasn't MySpace. Maybe it was Apple or
something.
They passed on Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah. He even said he.
That's what it is. Mighty to Blockbuster. Blockbuster passed on Netflix for $1 million.
And where is Blockbuster now?
Oh,
rest
so
in peace.
Sad.
Done.
Rest in peace, Blockbuster.
Done.
I know. I love my Peloton bike.
Yeah.
And it's not an easy idea.
It wasn't that easy,
they're
though.
They're in trouble, though, right
him.
Now, too, though, because they're playing music over their, you know, you work out to real music.
Right.
And you're not supposed to play music.
Wherever they're doing their little broadcast from.
Yeah. And they're playing it over on the screens, and so I'm consuming the music without paying for the music.
Oh,
they don't have license
similar
to do it.
Issue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Can't do that stuff.
So, anyway, it's great. I like to learn, so I like podcasts.
Well, it's just
makes you think if you're committed to something, if you believe in something, like, don't give up on it, because, you know, now this guy's doing just fine.
Oh, I gotta listen to this one.
This is Sunday. It comes up on the podcast.
Sunday, yeah. Yeah.
Judah from Judah and the Lion. This guy's interesting.
He was pulling up to your house when I was leaving.
Uh-huh. Did you talk to him?
No, I was like, my eyes all jacked up, and I'm like, I'm going to get out of here before it gets awkward.
You have a cool car?
No.
He has a
normal car.
He's such a normal dude. Like, he's like he's great at everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get really annoyed and, like, infatuated with him about 50 minutes on the podcast. And I'm like, how many points you average to a game? What class basketball? You play?
How tall are you?
So he played first base. He's a big dude. And so I was like, you know, if you're a power hitter, what'd you hit, about 280? And he was like, no, like 400.
What?
Yeah.
Gosh.
And he went on a full baseball scholarship.
And he could be in the majors now. He's like, nah, I'll just play music.
He's like, yeah, check that out. All right, we'll see you. Have a great weekend, unless you're hearing this after the weekend. Thank you so much. I'm Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Bobby Bones is on.
It's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Friday's show. Got all my friends sitting around me here in the room. By the way, our temporary room, as of July 1st, we will have such a good studio that you will demand to see the show, not just hear it. That's right. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, well, well. I think today, Lady Antebellum will be coming by. The big debate is, are they going to play live? And I tried to give them the way out to go, hey, you don't have to play. We know you guys are good. But Charles Kelly of Lady A said, no, we demand to play live. And so we shall see where that ends up. I've never actually fought with someone not to play live. It's a weird thing. Other than that, I think we'll start with a little Flashback Friday, since this will be fun.
Flashback Friday!
We're going to go back 8 years, okay?
Okay.
2011. Can you think about that?
I can.
Where were you?
I was living in North Carolina.
Were you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my husband was at Fort Bragg, and I was doing the show for my house.
I guess so. I was in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
We were just a couple years out from making our pilgrimage to Nashville.
Yeah, it was the following year that I moved back to Austin.
And then very quickly, we moved to Nashville.
Exactly.
I was like, Amy, come on.
Yeah.
8 years today, 2011. The biggest country song was from Sarah Evans.
I'm getting a little bit stronger.
Jam.
Just a little bit stronger. And I'm done hoping that we could work it out.
The biggest pop song was from Adele, Rolling in the Deep.
We could have had it all.
And the biggest thing in pop culture, this is interesting, Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert got married.
Hmm.
Yep. And so they married at Don Strange Ranch in Burn, Texas. Is that how you say
Bernie.
That?
Bernie.
Bernie. Sorry, yeah. Bernie. That movie's good, by the way. The Jack Black movie.
Spelled differently.
Yeah. Oh, is that the same place?
No.
Bernie, Texas is not the same place?
His Black name movie? Is Bernie in that movie.
Oh, whatever. That was a good movie. Where is the funeral?
Yes, awesome movie.
The singers settled in at their Oklahoma ranch with an impressively normal lifestyle for two of music's biggest stars. That year, Blake Shelton broke out, season one of The Voice, and Miranda Lambert claimed Grammy Awards. So it was a big year.
Oh,
for
wow.
Them. Yeah, and then 4 years later, they announced that they would be divorcing.
I'm going home, rolling with my shotgun, way by the door, I'm out of cigarettes.
But they all got married in 2011. That's it.
Again.
What?
And then they didn't get remarried.
No, because Blake hasn't remarried.
She just did.
And then Miranda did, right?
Yeah.
She just did.
I had a cop that was driving me around during the NFL draft, and they hire a bunch of cops from New York to come and drive all of the talent around. And so he's like, yeah, he's like, you know, listen to country music. He's like, hey, man, I'm Jamaican.
It's a Jamaican cop. Okay.
He was like, my buddy married a singer. And I was like, who? He goes, Miranda Lambert. And I was like, yeah, he goes, he was just like working patrol out in front of GMA and she met him. And next thing you know, they were married.
Dude, that is crazy.
He was like, he's a good dude, but that's weird. And I was like, yeah, he goes, that's my buddy. Anyway, thought that was pretty funny. All right, that's 2011. That's your Flashback Friday.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
What was the doctor?
Kids just had a wellness checkup. So walk in and I'm like, hey, I'm here for an appointment for the brown kids because our last name's Brown, and my kids are sitting next to me, and the woman working is like, oh my gosh.
Oh, because your last name's Brown, but you have black children.
Yes, and she looked at me like I was like, I'm here for an appointment for these brown kids I got with me. But, I mean, I didn't realize how that sounded when it came out, but to she wasn't registering, like, okay, what, she doesn't know my last name, you know? So then I had to clarify quickly, and I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, what? Our last name's Brown, Stevenson Stagira.
That's funny.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of one of those things where, and the kids, they didn't even get it. And they're, I mean, so I explained it like later, and Stashira, I mean, she does, she gets her skin is brown and that we look different. But she was just like, Mom. I was like, honey, it's your last name. It's fine.
What are you guys doing this weekend?
Soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and then maybe Avengers. I think that's the plan. Like, we've got soccer practice Friday night, which takes up the whole night. And then Saturday, got a game, and then we'll probably go to the movies.
Do they play on the same team still?
They do. It's still that same. I think this might be their last game. I guess I'll find that out when we get there.
Who's like, better?
Ooh.
Because he's small.
Yeah, they're both beginner level, which is why they're on the same team. But she's good. And she's fast.
Yeah.
So, and she's picking up on it a little quicker.
She's also older.
Right.
And more mature physically.
Yes. But, I mean, he hustles. That's what I love about him. Because, you know, he's just kind of a chill kid, like, relaxed, like, likes to dance and laugh. So, he's not much of a hustler.
Yeah.
But on that field, like, he will hustle. So, it's neat to see that. Because I don't know how good he's going to be. But as long as he hustles. And my husband's all about that. He's like, you know what? I was never the best at what I did. He's like, at the football team, grades, whatever, getting into the Air Force Academy, I never was that guy. Like, I had to work. Like, other guys, it came a little bit easier for them. He's like, I had to hustle.
Although your husband's on the wall at Bowie High School.
And he had to hustle.
For deadlifting records.
So. He is.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Taylor in North Carolina, how are you?
Yeah, hi.
What up? It's like someone squeezed her right when I picked the phone call up. What's happening?
So excited. So I'm calling with my friend Jessie. She actually called in yesterday. Hi, Daddy.
What's happening?
So we're sitting here right now, and there's 13 minutes and 47 seconds left until we can buy Raging Idiot tickets, and we're, like, super excited.
Oh, you're in the Eastern time zone. Yeah, at 10 a.m., wherever you are, tickets for our Raging Idiots tour goes on sale. Which, by the way, Eddie's, like, a lot of your family's in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And we're going there. They don't even know you're in a band.
No. I have my friend that I grew up with, he texted me. He's like, my dad just called me and said, why did Eddie pop up in my email for an ad of him being in a band coming to San Antonio? What is the deal? He had no idea, which is exciting because now all my friends and family are pumped we're going to San Antonio.
Oh, that's cool.
Maybe somebody will come.
Yeah, hopefully. Just them, 10.
Yeah. That'd be good. It's just Eddie's family.
Hi, familia.
Hi, Eddie's family. Yeah. Hope you're good. So, yeah. Well, listen. Taylor, thanks for calling. Thanks for, like, waiting. And think you guys are sitting together. Are you at work or what?
Yeah, but don't tell our boss.
Okay.
Wait, what kind of job do you have where you can sit together right now and be that loud?
We're in patient care.
Yeah, patient care.
Oh,
we'll just
boy.
Say that. Because if we narrow it down, we're going to get in trouble.
They're like, doctor's busy right now. Sorry, guys. We're going to have to wait a little bit.
So your heart hurts. Hold on a second. I got to get tickets to this music and comedy show.
There's a code blue.
They're like, oh, Bobby Bones again. I'm like, you guys, that's like, I'm in love with him.
Are you single?
No.
Oh.
I'm married.
They're having a blast.
He's a package deal. Like, he would be okay with it.
What?
Wait, what? I think that she's talking to you.
He would be okay with it.
Yeah.
If I what, though?
Yeah. I mean, like, I would get a divorce for you.
No,
wait,
I mean,
what?
I would. No, she would.
I would.
She seems serious, man.
I can hear someone in the background like,
no.
Lady, my right side's numb. Can you please check me in? What?
My husband literally knows that I'm sitting here waiting, like, to order these tickets. He's like, I'm not going with you because you're ridiculous. I actually saw you before. And he went with me, and he's like, you're out of control. I have a BT shirt and everything.
Well, listen, I love your energy. That is for sure. Thank you for calling and listening, and I guess I'll see you. And wait, where are we coming to see you?
Richmond, Virginia. Oh, Virginia. It's like 3 hours from Raleigh, but we're doing it. Girls trip.
Yeah. Hey. More than a girls trip. What are you doing this weekend, Taylor?
Nothing. Oh, a wedding.
No.
Nothing important.
If you were my girl, we'd be doing something real important. We'd go to work.
Oh, stop.
I'd take her to Idol with me.
Okay.
Because I'm the Idol finale on Sunday. All right.
Yeah.
It's like two. We're talking to two people. At once.
And they're like the same.
Team Lane.
Okay. Oh, you think Lane should win American Idol?
Oh, yeah. Team Lane all day.
Interesting. There's three people left. Lane, who is like the little heartthrob 18-year-old guitar player. Madison, who's the best singer, big voice.
Oh, for sure.
And Alejandro, who's like the artist, the different
kind.
He's so
chill. I love him.
Yeah. So. And then the finale, yeah. Kane Brown, Dan and Shay, John Party, they're all going to be there. Weezer. It should be fun. Well, I'm glad you're watching. Taylor, thank you. Any thoughts on who should have the throne? Okay. No thoughts then. Who's going to get the throne also on Sunday night?
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
I was like, wait, what?
Stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you mean GOT?
Yeah.
Or is it, do y'all say GOT or GOT?
I know you don't say it. You just write it out like that.
Oh.
Thrones. You call it Thrones.
Okay.
If you're short, using short language.
Okay. So Thrones, yeah. Sunday night.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, hey, thank you, everyone. Thank you. I guess we're good, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good call.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Our producer, Raymundo, from The Glass Room with the news. Raymundo, what you got?
In California, an F-16 fighter jet crashed into a warehouse. The pilot was able to eject before, and he's in the hospital. Five people on the ground were injured. In Hawaii, on the island of Maui, they continue to look for the missing yoga instructor. Authorities say there's no sign of foul play, so they think she may have fell during her hike. And finally, in sports, congrats to the Boston Bruins. They're headed to the Stanley Cup Finals after sweeping the Carolina Hurricanes.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, a guy forged a letter from his dead friend so he could get his inheritance.
Oh, no.
A Connecticut man's behind bars after he thought he could get all of his dead friend's worldly belongings by writing a fake inheritance letter. The guy's 45. His buddy passed away of natural causes. He goes, well, I'd like some of his stuff. So he wrote a letter. Police received a 911 call about an unresponsive male. EMTs found the alive friend trying to perform CPR. They also found a handwritten letter next to his body saying, I'd like to leave everything to my friend. Next to his body.
Right. Something sounds up.
Obviously, they're suspicious.
Right.
And so they go, oh, you wrote this yourself. So he's been arrested for larceny, forgery, and tampering with physical evidence. It's just a little too much to be doing that and the note right by his head. What's this? God. What? As Amy's son would say. What?
Yes, Bobby Bones.
Lunchbox's anniversary was yesterday, huh?
Yeah, 4 years of wedded bliss.
Wow, four.
How would you describe your marriage in one word? One word.
It's a setup.
No. He gets any word, good or bad, in one word.
Steamy.
What?
Yeah, you said one word, steamy.
I'm not judging your word, I'm just thinking about it. So you've been married 4 years, it's still steamy?
Well, yeah, steamy good and steamy bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like steamy, she has smoke coming out of her ears sometimes with me. I have smoke coming out of my ears with her sometimes. And then there's smoke in the bedroom sometimes.
What would you tell people if they came to you and said, hey, give me some advice on being married?
You got to be patient.
In what way?
Because you're setting your ways. Like, you have ways you do things and how you like things. And when you combine it with someone else, it just all changes. Everything around the house, like, I like the toilet seat this way. She likes the toilet seat that way. Or
she
puts the dishes away this way.
You don't use dishes. You just eat.
Right. I just eat it out of the pan.
Yeah.
Things like that. So it's just, it's getting used to each other's habits. Like toothpaste. She doesn't like putting it up on the shelf. She likes to put it in a drawer. Like, I mean, it's stupid. Stupid stuff like that gets on each other's nerves.
What's your most often fought about thing?
My clothes being everywhere, for sure. I mean, I just throw clothes everywhere.
And
you
still do that even though you know it?
Yeah, I try not to. I try, but I'm just not good at it. Like, I'll wash my clothes, but then I just leave them laying in the kitchen on the counters because it's where the washer and dryer are, on the couch, on the recliner. I mean, they're just everywhere.
Lunchbox has been married 4 years as of yesterday. How do you guys do with money?
Oh, we got separate accounts. We're good with that.
But do you spend evenly from these accounts?
Well, no, because I make more, so I'm a little bit more of the breadwinner, so I pay for more. Like, I pay 60% of the daycare, she pays 40%, things like that. You gotta factor it out.
Do you pull your money together, or do you just pay with two checks?
Two checks. Yeah, wow. She has a check, I have a check.
And so you turn in those two different amounts to the daycare?
Yes.
And they go, well, this is interesting. I got two checks from this one household.
Well, it has two separate names on them. Like, my name is on the check, and her name's on her check.
And you guys haven't thought about combining your accounts?
No.
Did she take your last name?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sorry. That's
of course she did.
Like, that's a ridiculous question.
What kind of crazy question is that? We wouldn't be married. Well,
does she know how much you make?
No. I know how much she makes, though.
And why is that fair?
That's just the way it works. It doesn't.
She doesn't ask.
I just tell her, look, honey, I do better than you. I'm good. Don't worry about it.
What if she was starting to make better than you? Would you then tell her that she was making better than you, or just keep lying and saying, oh?
I would ask her not to take the promotion.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm just telling you. I don't want. Because once she makes more than me, she has more power.
And you feel like you have more power in the house?
Absolutely.
Give an example of power. Like, you get to leave your clothes wherever you want.
Well, I mean, yeah, I pay more the mortgage, so it's like, hey, it's really more my house than your house.
See, I'll like sit down with a calculator and legit like your roommates.
No. Yeah. We're husband and wife.
That's what I did in college.
I mean, I don't know if you do this kind of stuff with your roommate, but I mean,
when Eddie and I were living together, we did, right, Eddie?
Yeah, we did that. Yeah.
Interesting.
We're roommates.
Divided the bills.
Yeah, that's how you do it. It works.
Yeah.
It works for us.
Right.
And it works for a lot of people because money can become an issue. You fight about money, but this way, if you keep it separate, like, oh, you spent my money, you don't have to worry about that.
Who gave y'all this advice? I'm just curious. Like, I'm intrigued. No.
I don't know. I just think I don't think anybody gave us that advice because you have friends that do combined accounts. You have friends that have separate accounts. We just kind of decided talking over what would be best.
And I'm not hating on you. I'm just asking a question.
Right.
I'm
like, she can't get mad at me when I sign up for rec soccer because that's my money.
Have you ever questioned how she spent hers?
Nope.
Never.
And so does she take care of the kid more than you do, your baby?
Well, I mean, she's home more than I am when the kid's home. So, yeah, like in the morning, she takes care of him, gets him ready, takes him to daycare. But I pick him up from daycare. Yeah, buddy. He's excited when I walk in there, like, what up? And she does change the diapers more probably. But I do change diapers, and I do feed him, and I make some bottles. And I'm like, hey, dude, here you go. What up?
Do you say what up every time you see him?
Yeah. I do say, what up, little man? I yell at him like that.
So with your anniversary being yesterday, what was the gift situation like?
Well, that's the problem. I didn't do anything gift-wise because we just had Mother's Day, like 4 days before our anniversary. So I went big on Mother's Day. I didn't have anything left in the cannon for anniversary. So, and I didn't realize this when we got married, how close it was to Mother's Day. And now that we have a kid, it's like, oh my gosh, I have to put up with this the rest of my life. Like, that's 4 days apart. So I'm going to have like half a gift on Mother's Day and half a gift on anniversary.
Amy?
That's
or
hard.
You plan ahead and do a Mother's Day gift and then an anniversary gift.
It's like somebody having a birthday near Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, it's so hard.
No, it's just unfortunate, but you figure it out. It's like, it's a bummer for them because a lot of people probably treat it the way you're treating it. But
yeah, she doesn't get both days. That stinks. But you do?
I didn't get anything for the anniversary. Come on.
Oh, she didn't get you anything?
No.
What'd y'all do to celebrate?
But did she do like you do to people? You didn't give me anything, so I'm getting you anything. That's what you do to everybody.
No. She's just not she's not really a good gift giver, if we're being honest.
Well, we try to.
Yeah, I mean, she's not going to hear this. No one will know. But yeah, she's not really a good gift giver. I'm a good gift giver, so I crushed it on Mother's Day. And on the anniversary, I just didn't have anything. I didn't have any ideas.
Like, make you like not a good gift giver.
Yeah,
you just
also
said you were a good gift giver.
No, because the four-year anniversary, it's supposed to be like a linen. So what am I supposed to do, get her a towel?
A John Lennon record.
Yeah, maybe some monogram towels.
Get her like some Beatles stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. No, okay, I get it. John Lennon, he's a guy in the Beatles.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's creative.
No, she's not a Beatles fan, so that would be dumb.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but she did, and here's the thing. My wife doesn't even know when our anniversary is, because she texted me Wednesday morning, happy anniversary, love you. And I thought, is she testing me? And then her mom texts, happy anniversary, you two. Glad it's been 4 years. And then her dad sends one. I'm like, these fools don't even know when our anniversary is. And then like 5 hours later, my wife texts me and goes, oh my gosh, our anniversary is not until tomorrow, is it? And I was like, correct. And then she came home and she's like, I am so embarrassed. I want to cry.
And you're happy being married.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
It's so fun. No, there are good things too. What, I did say good things.
What's the best thing about being married?
Oh, just always someone to do something with.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always got someone to go do whatever you want. You want to go to the movies. You want to go here. You want to go eat. You don't have to search for someone like, oh, who am I going to call? Who's not busy tonight? You already know that person ain't busy and they're down.
And then finally, the worst thing?
They're always there.
Okay.
They're always there.
You always have them around, but the worst thing is you always have them around.
Yeah. Hey, happy 4 years.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy here. 4 years in, man.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
The season finale of American Idol happens this Sunday at 8, 7 Central on ABC. Bobby will be on there mentoring the top three, as well as performances from Carrie Underwood, Dan and Shay, John Party, and Kane Brown. Lots of new music out today. We've got Lady Antebellum's song, What If I Never Get Over You.
What if I'm trying, but then I close my eyes and then right back, lost in that last goodbye. What if time doesn't do what it's supposed to do? What if I never get over you?
We've also got the new one from Thomas Rhett and John Party. It's called Beer Can't Fix.
You could be stressed about your work situation. Ain't gotta save it for no special occasion. Ain't nothing that a beer can't fix.
And then Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots album Live from Boston is out today. Here's Jesus Knows.
Jesus Knows.
You get a cute shirt right off the rack. You wear it on a date, but you leave on the tag. Next day, you take it back to Kohl's. They'll never find out, but
Jesus knows.
I'm Morgan number two. That's Who's Skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Tamisha Simmons lost the ability to walk at 8 years old, where her prom was coming up, and her goal was like, I want to walk at my prom. I want to dance on my own two feet. She got new prosthetic legs, and after 9 years, she ditched the wheelchair, walked onto the dance floor, and did some dancing.
Wow, look at that.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Kelly and Marilyn, what's happening?
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Pretty good. What's going on with you?
I wanted to just say thank you for your radio show every day. I enjoy it on my way to work. And you sent me a copy of your book, and I read it, and I loved it.
Oh, yeah? Which book was it?
The second one.
Oh, Fail Until You Don't. Ah, the story of a young man finding his manhood. And that's really not what it's about at all, but yes. And puberty. Yes. And I'm glad you can find some inspiration from the book, I hope.
Yeah, truly. And I also wanted to thank you for the segments that you do, on this day in country music with, certain artists from back when. You did one recently with Tracy Lawrence in the song Paint Me a Birmingham. And that just brought back some really awesome memories. And,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I actually got on Amazon and ordered the CD because I didn't have it. So.
Oh, wow.
Well, I really enjoyed it.
That's cool that you say that, because listen, I love country music and I love the history of country music. So we do that segment, and sometimes I wonder if people are really enjoying it, or if they're like, here's Bobby being a nerd again. Nerd alert. But yeah, thank you very much. You had a very nice call, and I hope you have a wonderful morning.
Thank you. You too.
All right. See you later. There she is, Kelly in Maryland.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Orlando, Florida. 29-year-old Jordan Anderson was just trying to get his hoop on. He's at the local park shooting hoops, doing some layups. Cops come driving through like, oh, that dude's playing basketball. Hold on, is he playing basketball naked? Mm. And they go up to him and say, sir, why are you naked? He goes, listen, my skills in the basketball court are a lot better when I'm naked.
Mm.
Only problem, he's at a park. Got arrested for indecent exposure.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they went up and just asked him a question.
And not tackle him?
I was surprised. Immediate beatdown if you're naked at a park. But Did it make him better, though, I wonder? Like, could they look at video from last month and see if he had improved?
It says it enhances his skill level for sure.
Yeah, well, there you have it.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Alexis.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. You're in Illinois. Where are you in Illinois?
I'm in Elgin, Illinois.
Man, I used to summer there. Did you know that?
You're lying. I know. Nobody wants to summer here.
That's not true. Hey, so what's going on with you? What can I do for you?
Yeah, so I actually recently went on a really long road trip with my sister and my mom, and I ended up turning them on to the show, onto the podcast, actually most, not no offense, but mostly Amy's Sport Things podcast, and also The Raging Idiot. And they never heard of you guys before, so it was really cool.
Boy, you totally dunked them in all of it. The show, Amy's podcast.
I did.
And then my comedy band. Wow.
Oh, my God. I was like, that's actually the first thing I showed them. And then they're like, who is this? I was like, cool, let me tell you.
Well, I appreciate it. You're the ultimate ambassador for the show. Hey, what? Where are you near? Well, like, what's the biggest city near you?
I mean, I'm about, I think, 45 minutes from Chicago.
Okay, yeah. So you're
I guess.
Yeah. Well, listen, how long have you been listening to the show?
I actually started listening to you guys in December. I moved to Illinois from California in August.
Yeah.
And I randomly stumbled upon you guys in December when my car died. So
well, that's good.
So yeah, not too long.
We'll take it. You know, our tour goes on still. We're going to be in Chicago at the Copernicus Center on August 2nd. Are you going to come or no?
I'm definitely trying. I have my friend Jordan who I'm trying to take with me. So we're definitely working out if she has to work or not. So if she doesn't, you know, I'm just going to go by myself.
Do you have a favorite Raging Idiot song?
Yes, Jesus Knows is hilarious.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Hey, let's put her on. I'll get you a couple free tickets and you can come to the show in Chicago.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? That is awesome.
I mean, that'd be the lamest joke ever if I was kidding.
Yeah.
Right?
You're like,
I'm just kidding.
It's I wouldn't be too butthurt if you weren't, but you know.
Okay, well, hold on. I'll get you some free tickets and I would love to see you. And thanks for calling.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
All right, so let's put her on hold. By the way, tickets are on sale today for our Raging Idiots, It's Just the Two of Us, Sorry tour. It's Eddie and myself, and it's a half comedy, half music show. Walker Burroughs from American Idol is going to be playing keys for us, and we're all over. Tickets on sale today, Denver, Chicago, San Antonio, Austin, Amarillo, El Paso, St. Louis, Oklahoma City, Little Rock, Richmond, Wilmington, Delaware, Tulsa, Las Vegas, and Louisville. So we would love to see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Fun fact Friday.
Okay.
So George Washington was afraid of being buried alive, so he requested that his body be laid out for 3 days after his death before burial to ensure that he was really dead. That sounds like something you would do.
I wonder if that's ever happened. Like in America.
Like back then, maybe.
But in...
I don't know. Haven't there been people? We've had stories where people have been in a coffin and they've like started coughing.
It's always in like India. Like every crazy story.
Definitely
is in
a different country.
Guatemala or India. That's pretty much where they all are. Like, show me a story in the States where somebody's like, guys, by the way, I'm looking around. I know all of you. It's my funeral, but I'm alive. That's fun. Mid-1700s, I get it. What else?
So Jason Mraz lives on and runs an avocado farm in California. But the cool part is he supplies 30,000 pounds of avocados to Chipotle every year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
A nice guy. Whenever he did American Idol as a duet.
Uh-huh. Did he bring you avocados?
He didn't. But he came and he just showed up in like jeans and a hoodie. Mm. And then he played on show with it. He had nobody with him. He just showed up, little hat, jeans, hoodie, and then played on American Idol. It was pretty crazy. What else?
Okay, so when you're at a dentist's office, you often see an aquarium, right? I mean, think about it. There's fish. Well, there's a reason why, and I found this so fascinating. It's because they've been shown to reduce stress and anxiety, and a lot of people have stress and anxiety about going to the dentist. Aquariums also reduce insomnia and high blood pressure. So I'm thinking we might need to give Bobby a fish tank.
No, I don't. They'll all die. However...
Oh.
You know what I watched with that Planet Earth on Netflix?
That's good stuff.
And at first I was watching it and I'm going, all right, animals.
Oh yeah, Stevenson loves it.
The rest of the world.
Yeah.
I get it. Everything outside of my bedroom.
Right.
But it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to see. And sometimes it's sad because there are a lot of these birds that were they were walking miles and miles to water. And one of the birds just couldn't keep up. And so they left it.
Circle of life.
And then it just showed the bird being left. And I was like, no.
Not the bird.
It's like Game of Thrones. I want new writers. Write the show again. This is terrible.
It's crazy.
But it's pretty crazy. And I watched, I don't know why how they're divided into episodes, like 45-minute episodes. But I watched one, the first episode of that show, maybe even of this season. And it's a fish, and these fish are going through the ocean in a big school. And the birds would come in from the top and pick the fish. They would like dive 3 feet into the water and get fish. And on the bottom, like the dolphins would come up and eat the bottom part of the fish. And so the school is trying – it was better than I thought it was. And then a zebra, there was – and I was
like – you loved
it. I was like, what's the point? But that's cool. Like, what's the point of a zebra stripes?
What is it?
I don't know. They didn't say.
Oh, there is a point. There is. I thought. Now I can't remember what it is.
What I do know is there are no two zebras exactly alike.
Well, that's like our fingerprints.
Well, if they ever have a show called Fingerprints.
Or like, which zebra did it? We don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like crime zebra?
Yeah.
Unsolved zebra crimes. All right. What else, Amy?
Okay. Last fun fact, okay?
Okay.
Nearly half of all airline pilots admit to falling asleep during a flight. 29% of them said they woke up and saw the other pilot asleep as well.
So you're telling me.
I mean, I'm assuming it's because they can like put it on autopilot and just.
Let me just be selfish, talk about me for a second.
Okay, yeah.
I fly so much. Matter of fact, after the show, I got to fly back for the finale of American Idol. By your math, there have been flights where both of the pilots have been asleep on my flight. By your math.
Yeah. Well,
that's
what pilots are admitting to. Nearly half of all airline pilots admit to falling asleep.
Okay, go ahead. That's 50%.
Then 29% of those.
So 29% of 50%.
Said when they woke up.
Hold on.
Okay.
So now we're looking at 1/4 of 50.
Ooh.
Okay. So let's just say 13%. Go ahead. 13% of pilots said they're both sleeping.
Woke up and the other pilot was asleep too.
Out of your mind.
And they're like, what? I know. I need to ask my husband if he's ever fallen asleep during a flight. For real. Because
I can't believe that.
He's been on some long journeys.
Also, you're getting paid. Aside from we're all going to die in a fiery crash. Like, that's your job. Stay awake.
Yeah. Stay alert.
Interesting. All right.
Okay, and...
Is that fun? That was not a fun fact.
No,
that was a
not fun
fact. I quit Fun Fact Friday. That was like scary fact Friday.
Oh, you didn't like that one?
Frightening fact
Friday. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
Okay, so around the room, is this gross or is this fine?
Eddie's eye gross.
Disgusting.
I think Eddie's big swelling eye is gross.
Stop looking at it.
Okay, what?
Okay, is it gross or is it fine to use a swimming pool as an alternative to showering?
No, that's
like
gross.
If you swam, you're good to go.
No, because there's chlorine, and if there's not chlorine cleaning the pool, it's just a bunch of funk. It is not fine. It is gross.
Do you think you need to shower before you get into a pool?
I do not, actually.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, I do not. Now, everybody else should, but not me.
Because that's for everyone else, not for you.
It's not for me. It's right. Like everybody else should shower, but for me, I'm pretty clean. I'm just going to rock it. What am I doing? Otherwise, they're putting water on me. And it's cold. I don't want to get in a cold shower. Like, you have to go to the Y, and you got to, like, do it real quick. Somebody else also butt naked next to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're obviously looking at each other's junk slightly.
Obviously, you are.
Yeah, you have to.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, no.
I shower before I go to, like, hot yoga, because I don't want to...
What?
Yeah. You sweat so much in those rooms. You're sweating. Like, I don't want to sweat. I want to sweat clean all over people.
Also, why am I trying to waste my spray tan? You know, one shower. All right, what else? Any more of those gross or fun?
That's funny. No, that was just a poll. That wasn't a fun fact.
Okay.
So if you're a fan of ding dongs...
I am.
Snowballs.
Oh, okay.
Twinkies.
Yeah.
Or honey buns. Then.
Oh, food.
Yay you, because Hostess branded K-Cups are now available. So yeah, coffee flavored ding dong. Or ding dong
that's
coffee
what that
flavor.
Is a K-Cup?
The K-Cup is like what goes in a Keurig.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of calories for not a lot.
No, I think they just flavor the coffee somehow with
it. I know.
With sugar. Still,
a lot of stuff. Flavor. A lot of coffee. Calories.
Oh, but they didn't make ho-ho a flavor.
And if you lead with...
Who named these treats?
Are you a fan of ding-dongs?
But
then you could have led with Twinkies
Hostess,
and then got us there.
Hostess, when they were naming their snacks, they were like, oh, let's name this one ho-ho and that one ding-dong.
It had to be back in the day when those weren't even things. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. It was just funny to me.
When ding dong wasn't a thing?
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Whenever ding dong wasn't known for many things.
Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Over on line one is Vanessa in Colorado. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Real good. What's going on?
I just wanted to tell you guys how much I love you guys. I love the show, and I love the friendship that you all have between each other.
Oh, thanks
a lot. It's so great.
Well, we've been together for a long time. Amy, how long have we been together?
Us? Like 13 years.
13 going on 60.
Mm-hmm. Feels like it
some
days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vanessa, where do you live in Colorado?
Right now, I live like in Lakewood, which is near Denver.
Oh, come on. There they are. That's right. That's what we love there. Wait, well, listen.
I'm so excited that you guys are having the show, the Raking Idiots show. I'm definitely going to go to that.
That's right. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. local time. If you want to come watch us in Denver, we will be there. RagingIdiots.com. It's like a half music, half comedy show, and it'll be fun. It'll be fun, I promise you. Vanessa, well, thank you for calling, and can't wait to see you.
Yeah, I went to your Red Hoodie tour in Colorado Springs.
The stand-up comedy. Was I funny? Be truthful.
Yes, you were funny.
Thank you. You could have said no and I'd have hung up, but that'd have been cool. Hey, thank you. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Thanks.
All right, bye. Let's go over to Savannah in Tennessee. Hey, Savannah.
Hey, Bobby, what's up?
What's happening with you?
Nothing much. Taking my daughter to school, headed to work.
Yeah, I appreciate that call. What do you want to say?
Yeah, well, I just want to tell you guys that y'all are awesome. Y'all make me laugh every morning. Y'all jokes down to earth. Love you guys. Great show.
Well, you know what? Amy anchors me to the earth.
Oh.
Sometimes I start floating off, and I'm like, I shall go away from earth now. But Amy's like, Bobby, stop being an idiot. That's what happens.
Right?
Like,
yeah. Pretty much.
That's what she's there for.
Yeah. That's exactly what she's here for.
That's awesome.
Hey, thank you, Savannah. Appreciate the call. Hope you have a good morning.
Yeah, y'all too.
All right, see you later. Hey, coming up in just a few minutes, Lady Antebellum in studio.
Boop.
So, and they're going to play. That was the big debate. Where are they going to play? I was trying to give them a break. I know it's early in the morning. Some people don't like to sing. But they demanded they play because they are the professionals.
Yeah.
That being said, over to Amy now with the morning corny. Amy, are you ready? We're going to do a little early.
The morning corny.
Why did the clock go to the principal's office?
Why did the clock go to the principal's office?
For talking too much.
Talking.
Got it.
For talking too much.
Talking.
There you go,
talking.
That was the morning corny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A high school athlete from Arkansas named Anya is heading to college on a full track scholarship after overcoming homelessness. She said, quote, on October 1st, I went home. And I realized I could not get out of my house anymore. To make matters worse, her mom said, hey, I got to go too, but didn't give any explanation.
Oh, my goodness.
So, no house. Her mom bailed. And so, she was left to take care of her two siblings and nephew all alone. So, she was staying random places. She picked up jobs. After a while, she made enough money to find an apartment and to start paying bills. But she kept going to school and she kept going to track practice. And the high school senior was offered a scholarship to run at the University of Ozarks, and she signed last month.
Wow.
And so went through all that, and now she's going to go to college on a scholarship.
That's awesome.
Yeah, good for her, man. That's awesome.
That was Tell Me Something Good. The Friday Morning Conversation with
Lady Antebellum.
Here they come in the studio. You can hear them a mile away. Da-da-da. There they are. What's happening? They're our friends. Hi, guys. Hillary, David, Charles. What's happening, guys? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I love that we assume our same position every time.
You do. Dave. I was, I gotta tell you, I was talking to Ryan Hurd, who's a dear friend of mine.
Yeah.
And he said, I said, hey, that new Lady A song sounds great, because he, you know, is one of the writers on the song. He said, it's one of the best recordings I've ever heard of any song I've ever cut.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
Yeah,
wow.
So I was just talking to him about it. He's so proud of how good you guys made this song sound.
Well, but thank you.
What song did he write that you guys had?
You look good. Yeah.
Let me tell you. By the way, it's great to see you guys. We just launched into like friend conversation.
Yes.
But whenever you guys played the Million Dollar Show with my band at the Charles, and you guys just sent your band leader to just make sure we didn't suck, which was great. And Slim came, and it was amazing. And so I had to sing Charles's part. It's so high. I was like, I couldn't even get through it faking it, much less singing it all the time. So,
we had a blast. That was such a fun night.
It is.
It was.
And I think all of our, you know, the band guys that did come along with us, they just wanted to join the band for the night. So
your band was slamming. Yeah, they were killer. Yeah, they really are.
The Raging Idiots band's pretty solid.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah.
The real weakness is the lead singer. That's the real weakness there. So let's talk about this. And I'll tell you this too, guys, if we're just talking as friends here, is that I said, I'll just play the song. I don't want them to have to wake up in the morning and sing on the show. This is what I heard. This is what I heard, Charles. I don't know if it's true or not. Okay? I said, they don't have to come sing. Like, we know they can sing. We know that they're great. I'll just play the track. And someone said that Charles went to the room and was like, no, we'll sing the freaking song. We're not junior varsity. You want to sing the song? We'll sing the freaking song.
I want to sing. I love it, man.
It's fun.
Well, it's always fun, too. I always, when I, you know, check out stuff like on Instagram of y'all, it's always refreshing to me to see when artists, you know, sing. Like, it's like, of course I can see the recording and hear the recording, but, like, I want to see if they can do it. And this is the first time we've ever done an acoustic, so we were actually back in your office. You got a really big wallet, by the way.
Like, oh, was my wallet back there?
Really thick. I was thinking about what I could do. I was like, should I like pull out all of his stuff? But I was like, do you have like 800 cards in there? Does that ever like hurt your butt when you sit down?
Yeah, why is it so thick?
It is so thick. It's like a grandpa's wallet, you know? Like my grandfather used to have.
Let me see
like
your
that.
Wallet then, big man.
I don't have it on me.
Yeah, okay.
I keep two credit cards and my ID. And
a little bit of cash.
Maybe you should clean that out.
I keep a little bit of cash.
Yeah. Just in case
or
you
a lot
have
of
like,
cash.
You probably have like, you know, 800 like, you know, taxi cab cards or something, you hold on to them.
I'm going to tell you what's important to me. It's so important to me to tip.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I can't.
I totally get that.
I just worked in the service industry for so long in secondary. Now it's starting to be the point where if I don't tip, word gets back around.
Yeah.
Bub's douchebag. Yeah. He didn't super tip. Yeah. And so it's just like, I keep cash just so I can be like, here.
You just My wife called me out on that one time. Like when we first started dating, like back in, I don't know, 07. I didn't have any money then. But then like once we started having a hit and I like tip like 15%, she goes, Charles, you can't now. You got to go like 20-25 because otherwise they're going to, you know, come around and call you cheap. And so, yeah.
That's a thing for you guys. You have to everything you guys do is under a microscope. Because it really, if you guys go to a restaurant, Charles and you go, Hillary, you go and you don't tip 40-50%, they're going to be like,
40?
Oh.
50?
I was going to say, I'm like more than the 30% center. I didn't know Big Dog.
No,
over
I'm
here.
Just saying. I'm like telling 20, you what.
22.
I'm still on the streets. I know what it's like on the streets. I know what they're saying about you guys, about everyone.
I'm Bobby on the street.
Come on.
Wow.
What's that? I used to have been Bobby on the street.
40-50%.
That's pretty strong.
That's a lot.
Hey, listen, sometimes I'll do 100.
I don't know that Dave Ramsey would support that.
My husband's 100%. The same way.
I have
He's
to.
The same way.
Like if you're buying a bagel or like the whole.
Yeah.
No. I just was a waiter for so long.
Yes.
And guys, to be honest, I'm doing okay now, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
And so it's like, if I can help, I want to help.
There you go.
And also, I don't want them doing a Drew Brees and taking a picture of my receipt and putting it on Instagram.
Right. What happened to Drew?
Somebody took a picture. He got a takeout order of all things. And you're not. What do you tip on that? You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
A few bucks. And they posted. Anyway, as usual, we've gone completely to somewhere.
I always do.
I love it.
Yeah. Lady Antebellum is here. In a few minutes, I would like for you to play your song.
Cool.
In a few minutes. A couple of things I wanted to do. First of all, the last time you guys, not the last time you were in, but one of the last times you came in and played something, we did the Family Feud and you lost. And it was really bitter, and the show really hasn't forgot that because you guys really were. It wasn't pretty, right?
No,
you guys didn't do very well.
We're bad losers.
The show doesn't know this.
Yeah,
and we went on Celebrity Family Feud, and I can't say if we won or not yet. So we're really into the
amazing.
It hasn't aired yet.
No, it hasn't.
Oh no.
So we can't say if we won or not.
Okay.
But it was so much fun. Have you guys done that yet?
No.
As a band,
obviously won. Look at y'all.
I've watched it.
We cannot.
No, it was just an experience. Like Steve Harvey's so cool. It's just like a pinch yourself moment. So
I remember seeing a picture of y'all on there. You had like Party on there with you.
It was me, Amy, Lunchbox, Party, John Party, and Lauren Elena.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
and then we played Andy Roddick, who's
I can only imagine. Lauren Elena's so funny. She had to have like had some great just.
I can say nothing. I can say nothing.
You've signed it.
Nor will I.
All right,
but what I will do is I'm going to play a song, but we come back, you guys will get your rematch finally. I'm not
like
playing
it.
With the show.
Okay.
That way, we
have a song to prepare.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and we're going to play the new song in a second, which, by the way, came out today, world premiere. What If I Never Get Over You, which you're going to sing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you one more chance. If you're not feeling it.
Listen, man. Come on, man.
We
okay,
love,
you're not,
we love
you're not
doing
junior
what
varsity.
We do.
That's what I heard.
Junior
We're
varsity.
Not junior varsity.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Lady Antebellum.
We're going to play the feud here. All right, now let's play. We have on the team Amy, Lunchbox, and our video producer, Eddie. Eddie, head over there. They are 1-0.
My palms are sweating.
Up first will be Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah, bring it.
And Hillary.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I'll ask the question to buzz in, just yell your name.
Okay.
So instead of slapping the buzzer,
okay,
just say your name.
All right,
ready?
Yep.
Why is your microphone so loud? Yeah, turn him down. You have to yell. You don't have to yell.
I feel like we're on a level playing field with, like, baby tired.
Yeah, I'm good.
So I'm going to have a slow reaction.
Are you baby tired this morning?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
She has it tougher than I do, though.
That's usually when funny things happen, though,
yeah,
when you're exhausted.
Exactly.
I do the whole show exhausted every day. It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
I'm not even that funny. I just come in tired. All right, here we go.
Yep.
Question number one. Tell me something many people do just once a week.
Lunchbox. Go swimming.
Go swimming.
What on earth? Well, I was going to say something, but I didn't know if I was allowed to say it.
Go swimming.
No. Is that code for?
No. Hillary.
I was going
to
say that.
Tell me something many people do once a week.
Go to church.
Show me go to church.
Great answer.
Number one answer. There he is. Number one answer.
Yeah.
All right. There are five answers on the board. Dave,
yes.
Over to you. Tell me something people do just once a week.
They have intercourse.
Whoa! They have intercourse.
Yeah. Oh, that's a better way of saying
See,
it.
You can say
Show
it.
Me
way to say it.
The magical dance that makes the stork comes. No, I'm sorry. Oh, not
more
it.
Than that, Dave.
Hey, Dave. Dave, that was my.
It's either more or a lot less.
Is it me now?
Yeah, Charles, over to you.
Floss.
What?
Whoa, we should do that.
You floss once a week?
Is that like somebody does it like once a year? Should I have said brush your teeth?
Okay.
Floss.
That is disgusting. Show me floss. No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Let's go back to Hillary, who jumped on the board quickly.
Ooh,
the question is, there are four more answers on the board.
Hmm.
Tell me something that people do just once a week.
Date night.
Date night.
I mean, that's a good answer, I think.
No. Correct. Eat out or go to dinner. I will accept that as date night.
Thank you.
Once a week.
Back over to Dave Haywood. No talking amongst the group. Dave Haywood.
Oh, no talking amongst the group?
Yeah, until it's group time.
Only when they
do
it
at the end.
Like what we're
going to
do.
I go work out.
Work out.
Well done. Good answer, Dave.
Yeah,
flossing and working out once a week.
It's a real healthy lifestyle over here with this team.
Once a week.
Go ahead and give them their third strike.
My last answer. They're connected.
All right, here we go. Show me exercise. No.
All right, we're ready.
You ready?
There are three answers left on the board.
That's realistic.
Now we're looking at things people do just once a week. You guys can still win the answer here. If you don't get it right, the points go over to Lady Annabella. The team of the Bobby Bones Show are talking about it.
Yeah. All right.
And what do you have?
Listen, when you don't go out to eat, you need something to cook at home. So once a week, you got to go to the grocery store and get some groceries.
Yeah.
It's called grocery shopping.
Yeah.
That's grocery shopping.
Every week you go.
That's you got
ding.
To.
Okay.
That's a dinger.
Show me grocery
shopping. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. All right. One round. All right.
I redeem myself.
Okay. All right. Next up.
Yes.
Amy. I redeem myself, as you guys all talk about it amongst yourselves. Amy's up, and Charles from Lady A.
Ready, bring
Here
it.
You go. Say your name as the buzzer. Name something you haven't done since high school
Amy.
Gym.
Amy.
See, you just said
I'm
Amy.
Sorry.
Question.
You want to hear the whole question, Charles? Name something you haven't done since high school gym class.
Run sprints.
Good one.
Show me run sprints. Run. The number one answer.
Wow.
You guys have it? You're going to keep it?
That's right.
Okay, Hillary.
Run.
Who
name, is it? Well, name like, some, you know what I mean? Like they do suicides?
Oh, I know what they are.
Name something you haven't done since high school gym class, Hillary.
Dodgeball.
Oh, great answer.
Show me dodgeball. Yes, that's number two answer. Yes. Over to Dave Haywood. There are three more answers on the board. Something you haven't done since high school gym class.
I could never climb a rope. I'm going to go with climb a rope.
Show me.
Rope climb.
Climb a rope. Yes!
Yeah. Wow. Who climbed rope in high school?
I never did that. Now, this is something I have done many times, being such a fitness guru, but jump rope.
Show me jump rope.
I think a lot
That's
of people
good.
Haven't
That's
jumped
good.
Rope in a long
jump
time.
Jump rope. You probably do all that all the time. You do.
All the time.
You
every
wake
morning.
Up, jump
every
rope
morning.
For an hour.
Double dutch. Come back, jump rope.
Yeah. Show me jump rope. No, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Hillary, there are two answers left. Name something you haven't done since high school gym class.
Oh, man. I would always okay. So, what were those things called? Where you would have to do the test, where you would have to touch your toes. Oh, what is it called?
Stretching.
I remember how
stretching.
Physical. Physical, like
touch
physical
your
stretching.
Toes.
Touch your
called,
toes.
Okay.
No, that's an
air. I don't really know. I don't
stretching.
Know.
Stretching. Okay, there you go. Show me stretching. No. All right, one more shot, Dave. Here's the question. with two answers left. Name something you haven't done since high school gym class.
I feel like it's bad to be on this spot.
It's probably the spot. It's probably the bad reason you're not getting them.
Yeah.
I was thinking that too, Charles, before you came in. Yeah.
Jumping jacks?
Jumping jacks.
That's a good one, but it's not right.
It's a good one. Show me jumping jacks.
Incorrect. All right, you guys, let's go.
We're stealing.
Yeah.
If you get it right, you win. Then you're 2-0 against Lady.
Yeah, we're ready.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. We're ready.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're ready.
Oh, we don't take group showers since high school. Yeah. You know how you took group showers because you had one little pole, the naked shower with a bunch of people? We don't do that no more.
The naked shower with a bunch of people?
Yeah.
Let's be honest, I still do it all the time. So.
How do you say that? Shower with classmates?
Show me.
Shower with classmates, yeah.
Shower with your friends. I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
How is that incorrect?
The other two, are push-ups and sit-ups. And Lady A gets the points. They're back in the game. We have one more round to go.
The other one I was thinking of was flag football. I was like, flag football, maybe? Yeah.
Or flossing.
Flossing.
You know, we haven't done that since.
But I feel like a lot of people
American
do push-ups and sit-ups, but no one does jumping jacks much anymore.
We need to get it together.
I didn't do that in high school gym class. I didn't do jumping jacks, though. Only, like, third grade.
Oh.
You know? Yeah. Red Rover. That would have been a good one.
Red Rover.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we have one more here. Here we go.
Eddie, I recommend
Eddie, you're up.
Hold on, Eddie. Yeah,
Dave, right. You're up.
Come on,
what's your answer? Name a reason that you may be late for work.
Eddie.
Traffic.
Come on!
Love it!
Show me traffic. Number two answer.
Come on.
Dave, you can still, if you can nail this one, you can still take it back. Go ahead.
Kids are making you run late.
Show me kids.
Number five answer.
No way.
Number four answer.
Yeah.
On the board, you didn't get it.
We'll play.
Of course, they'll
play. Yeah, we'll play.
All right, guys. You guys can steal if it comes to you.
All right.
We're thinking.
Overslept.
Show me overslept. There it is. Overslept.
Well, number.
Number one.
Okay, good. Oh, yes. Good. Okay.
Amy, there are two answers left.
Let's go, Amy.
Name a reason you might be late for work.
You couldn't find your car keys.
You couldn't find your car keys.
Please? I mean.
No?
What? Okay. What? My D.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
It's all right.
1X.
Sorry. Come on, Eddie. It's your turn.
All right. Step I think up. I got it.
Go ahead.
My car broke down.
That's it. Car trouble.
There it is.
That's it.
One more. You need one more.
One reason you were late
for work. Name a reason.
To work. You. Oh, man. Throwing up. You're sick. Hungover. Sick. Whatever you want to call it.
That might have been weak.
No, that's
sick.
That's
yeah.
That's it. I mean, it's it.
That's it.
That's it. Hey, that's how we do it.
What is your answer?
Sick. Blah.
What? Stop just making noises.
Just say sick. Not feeling good.
That's what hungover is.
It isn't.
Definite answer.
What's your answer?
Sick.
Just say sick.
No,
guys. All right, there you go. You get it. There you go. Yeah, I feel it. And there's our winners.
Yeah.
The answer is hungover. Okay. We have to give it to them. And there are the champions again.
Fair and square.
That's a good round, though. You guys gave it a good run. You gave it a good run.
We did better this time.
You did. You gave it a good run. Oh, man. I was really pulling for you guys.
Thank you.
I was pulling hard.
Thank you.
All right, Lady Antebellum's here. Hillary, how are the kids?
Oh, they're awesome.
Are they?
They are. We have a busy house, but they're really fun. And it's fun to see kind of how my twin girls, their personalities, to be identical twins, their personalities are polar opposite. So it's neat to watch them kind of grow into their spiritedness.
Why do you think two kids that are born at the same time with the same environment are totally different? Like, what does that tell you? Like, nurture, nature?
That's a great question.
Have you seen
question.
Identical Strangers yet?
Yes. Three identical.
I think at the end of that, it really proves that it's a combination of both, you know? I mean, but you are born with so much of your DNA and, like, how it is. I mean, my little kid, 3 years old, he is me. It is, we are the same person.
Does he floss once a week, too?
How often do you floss? Every day?
Sometimes twice a day.
That is phenomenal. Yeah. Do you know that I can guarantee you, well, you can do a poll on your website that you are in such a minority there.
I would agree with the minority of twice a day.
I think you're in the minority. I floss. I'm lucky if I floss twice a week, once a week.
Obviously,
once
by,
a year.
By your answer.
Once a year.
But I haven't had a cavity ever in my life.
Genetically, you've been pretty blessed.
Mm-hmm. I think I drink a lot of water.
Well, later in life, gum disease
gum disease. Yeah,
flossing is for your gums. And then like
brushing doesn't get your gums.
Amy's like, not to bring the room down, but gum disease.
Gingivitis.
We're having a great time here. Yeah. She's like,
I feel like we should look to Dave though, because Dave's dad is a really like world renowned dentist.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You do it every day?
I just let the dentist, they're always like, when's the last time you flossed? I'm like, when's the last time you flossed?
Every 6 months.
I have a teeth thing though, where I had really bad teeth. I never went to the dentist growing up. So when I finally was able to, because it's all fake. These are all new. Yeah. I mean, a couple years now, but I keep them clean. Like when you how you get a new car and you keep the inside of it clean forever.
Oh, yeah.
Like these are still new cars for me 2 years later.
Yeah.
And I want them to smell like get the new car smell. Get
I keep
flies.
A new car clean for like maybe a month, yeah. And then it's just like it's just a car again.
Well, listen, we're gonna hop out. We'll come back and you guys will play the song. You guys
good with that?
Lady Antebellum's here all morning long. We've been world premiering "What If I Never Get Over You," and we'll come back. I always feel like when you guys leave. Do you guys ever leave here tired? I feel like we may exhaust you guys. Like
no.
You come in and you're
mentally
like,
tired.
Yeah, just yeah. Whooped. And then
Lunchbox has to leave tired. Yeah, you have to, like
every show he leaves tired.
Like, I mean, do y'all play sports together? Is he just that intense, like out there, like on the golf course? Does he make a putt and just like in your face?
Nobody misses putts and throws with clubs. It's that.
The Friday morning conversation with
Lady Antebellum.
Lady Antebellum is here. What If I Never Get Over You? They're in studio now, and whenever you guys are ready.
Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Come on. Woo! That's good.
Thank you.
Holy crap. Look at you guys. Still got it.
Thanks.
After 60 years together.
60
still got
years.
It. Yeah. Man, that's a good one.
Thank you.
And I would imagine, not even a pressure, but like a cool excitement. Like you're on a new record label. You got the first song with the new. So it's kind of like you moved into a new house and you got to decide what the furniture is going to look like. And you guys just, and I think the design's pretty good here. I like that.
Thank you. Anyway, think about that. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was so good.
I try not to sing their songs anymore because, again, when I tried to that one time, I was like, I can't do it.
It's a whole nother level.
You look good, dude. Stop, man. And Charles's mic stand is so high.
It is.
It is.
And I'm 6 foot tall. And I walk over, and it's over my head.
Mm-hmm.
It's that tall. When we played with you guys, I was going to stand next to Charles a little bit, but he's too tall. Then I stood next to Dave, but I felt like Dave was judging me when I was playing guitar. Because Dave is so good. And so I would turn my back because I was a little slow on the chord progression. And I would just skip chords. I was like, I can't let Dave see me not nail it. Yeah, you guys are all so good at everything you do.
Oh, I know, and Hillary makes it look so effortless.
Oh, just easy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Look at it. Well, listen, guys, I'm super excited that you guys got a new song out. And
thank you.
To me, you never left.
Thanks.
But to maybe a lot of our listeners, they're like, hey, where's the new stuff? And it's coming. I know you guys are working on a record right now.
Yeah, we are.
With
yeah.
one of my favorite people in the whole world who leaves me the nicest voicemails, who's Dan Huff.
Yes. Yeah.
He doesn't text. He just sends me. He just pushes the talk button.
Yes.
And does he do that to you guys?
Oh, yeah. If you start sending too much text, he's like, I can't keep up with y'all's texting and how fast it is.
Talk.
So he always does a little voice memo or calls you.
He's like, I just want to say, Bobby, this is great. And I'm like, man, that's really cool. This guy played for Paula Abdul and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Great to see you guys.
Thank you.
In Vegas, by the way, tonight and tomorrow, and then in August, the 23rd, 24th, 28th, and 31st, the Our Kind of Vegas residency. Are those shows going good?
Oh, yep. Man. Yes. It's at the Palm. It's absolutely probably one of the favorite things we've ever done. I mean, it's, you know, we come out really big, but then we also have a really stripped down moment. And then, so it's got a little bit of everything. Because, you know, when we were thinking like, well, what is going to be Our Kind of Vegas? And so you look at like what Garth did, you know, with just the acoustic. And then you look at what, you know, Shania did, which is so big. And it was like, well,
with horses.
We're a little bit of both. Yeah, no horses. Dave's allergic to fur. So. Or to hair.
My own hair.
Exactly. But, and you are a hairy guy, so that
it presents
ironic. Always sneezing. Like, why are you sneezing all the time? My chest hair, I grew it today.
But it really is a lot of fun. I mean, we tell stories. We always interact with the audience, too. I mean, you can do such unique things, too, when you're there, and it's always a different audience because you never know if, like, a bachelorette party's going to be there or if it's going to be, you know, some people that aren't as familiar with your music. So there's always something different that happens.
Yeah. The first run of shows, we had Richard Marx hop up on stage with us and sing, And then my parents came to support us. And so Charles ran out into the crowd and found my mom, gave her the mic, and we did like a couple lines of Does He Love You? I mean, you just really never know what's going to happen. Yeah. And we are inviting a lot of our friends in the songwriting community from Nashville out to join us on stage. So
I've been going back and forth too with the Boys to Men, one of the Boys to Men guys, about them popping on.
Have you met them yet?
Yeah.
Aren't they the nicest guys?
Well, you know what I met them was Brett Young did a CMT Crossroads with them.
There's only three of them now.
Yeah. Right. They basically don't have the, hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey, it's me.
Yeah. So it's like, you belong together? Yeah, girl, I know we belong together. That guy, he ain't there anymore.
Like, but he's alive or what?
No, I'm sure he's alive.
Oh, okay. I know. I was like,
rest in peace. They just were like, you know, for like the two songs you do the talking on, we don't want to split it four ways. I don't know.
Right, yeah.
I'm kidding. That's what.
I was talking to them about their Vegas residency because, like, if I go do stand up in Vegas, they treat you so good. And I'm just doing one show. And I'm like, how is it? He's like, oh man, they fly us out. Yeah. They put us up because we just go and do our deal and they take care of everything.
Yeah.
And they were super nice guys. That's cool. I guess my question is, when Richard Marx comes out, did you guys do Wherever You Go?
Oh my gosh.
I will be right here waiting for you.
And the second he started singing, it was like it was the radio. Like, he sounded the exact same as the album.
Charles got down
on the stage, like on his elbows, like just looking up at him, like, oh my gosh.
I
like,
did. I was
childhood
like,
hero.
I was trying to like be like,
but it was amazing.
That's the stuff I grew up on. I mean, that's some of the most melodic, like, well-written love songs that you know. I mean, it really is like the archetype.
I slow danced to that in elementary school.
Yeah. I still do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh. At home. Alone. Yeah. Aww. Thank you, Amy, for saying that.
I got you.
And listen, we could be here all day. And Lady Antebellum, we're going to play it again a little bit, the world premiere of What If I Never Get Over You. And I said
longest
that.
Title ever.
It is.
You know?
What if I...
There's
What's
a lot
the
of words there.
We figured it was going to give us an extra 5 seconds
Wingoy.
On radio.
You could just call it Wingoy.
Wingoy. Yeah, that sounds like a Game of Thrones character.
It does, Wingoy. Castle Wingoy.
House Wingoy.
All right. House. I'm an idiot. All right. Thank you, and we'll see you guys soon. Thanks, guys. Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So Eddie parked in my parking spot while I was gone,
boy.
Huh?
He did.
I didn't know that. Lunchbox sent me a picture, Eddie, of your Jeep.
Yeah, you were out of town.
My parking spot.
And as the parking enforcer, I know that Amy has parking rights when Bobby's not here. Amy wasn't here either, and Eddie decided to take it upon himself to get the VIP parking. And I was like, I do not remember if Bobby said Eddie is allowed to park there. He's not allowed to park there. So I didn't boot him because I didn't know if you had given him permission and I didn't know this. So I wanted to come to you and ask, does he have permission or from now on does he get the boot?
Well, first of all, he sent me a picture and he was like, this is not acceptable. Second of all, somebody was parked in my spot and Lunchbox did nothing about it. Remember that?
Yes. No, I left a note. I left a note on there.
It was like a plumber or something.
Because I couldn't find the boot because it was when we were in the middle of moving.
But if you'd have found the boot, you'd have booted
him? Oh, I'd have booted him right away. And I said, I put a note and I said, you need to move this vehicle ASAP. You are not Bobby Bones. And this says, reserved for Bobby Bones. Respect the sign.
How do you know it wasn't my plumbing truck that I also drive?
Well, I don't think you drove that thing.
It's a good looking van.
Well, I'll say this. If I'm not here... And I do, after my last contract, I was like, I need a parking spot. Sometimes I can't even park near work. I have one. It's a fantastic spot. If I'm not here, Amy gets rights to it.
Yes.
If Amy's not here, and I'm not here for sure, Eddie, you can park there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, because both of you guys were in California.
That's awesome.
I do respect that, Bones. When you're not here, Amy can park there. I respect that. But this time, there was a trash can in front of my parking spot where I go. And so I was like, he's not going to mind. And surely, no one's going to tell on me.
Hey, mi spot a casa, y spot a
casa. So anybody on the show can park there.
No.
He said me.
Eddie, then if he's not there, Lunchbox, you can have it.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm just saying, so if someone else, like Morgan number two, parks there, she gets booted.
You know what? Uh-oh.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it
Morgan number two? If it's after hours, you can park there too.
No, thank you.
Why would I just have a spot that you guys can't have? Anyway,
we appreciate that, Bones.
Lunchbox was tattling.
Yeah,
of course. Amy, what do you do to your kids when they tattle?
Oh, take away their tablet.
Take his tablet. Take Lunchbox's tablet.
Wait, tattling?
No computer.
I'm respecting the spot.
No,
either
YouTube.
Either boot it. if you're gonna respect it, boot that crap out of that
thing.
Okay. Or just let it be.
No, I like to boot.
And for every car you boot, you get $100.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. Here we go.
That's right. Wow.
So.
Try me, people.
That's just in our garage, though, not in public.
No. Anywhere.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell
this girl thought she was just taking a birthday vacation with her boyfriend, but while they were there, he proposed, and she said yes. So now they're, you know, getting married, they're fiancés. So then he gets a phone call that he's also a match for her kidney transplant.
Oh, wow. What if he had said no? He's like, you know.
Oh, if she had said no when he proposed?
No, the kidney.
Oh.
He's like, they said yes, and then he's like, you know, yeah.
Well, everyone in her family had been tested, and then so he's like, well, I guess I'll get tested too, and it just so happens that after he proposed and she said yes, they get a phone call that he's also a match, and the surgery has happened. She's thriving with her new kidney and planning their upcoming wedding for August.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, good on them for getting engaged. Good on them for him for being tested. And then he actually went through with it. Gave her a kidney.
Yeah. Like, she owes him for, like, life.
Well, I mean, they're already in it together, right? I mean, you can't get divorced then, right? Or do you take it back?
Ooh, I don't know.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I was reading this thing this morning where the average person won't trust a new boyfriend or girlfriend with their Netflix password until about 6 months together.
That seems like a long time.
It does. I don't even care about my Netflix password. Except for like four shows, you can watch whatever you want. Like, I'm not worried about my place being lost.
Right.
I just watched The Office. I've been watching a little bit of the animal show. The
Planet Earth.
Which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if there's anything else I'm watching on Netflix. Like, if they took The Office off and Friends, I don't know that there's...
I should
pull up my...
When's Ozark coming back?
I didn't even watch last season.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I didn't even watch.
Are you not into it?
Mm-mm.
That's weird.
I know.
You loved Breaking Bad.
And I liked the first season of Ozark, but I just... You guys into the Ozark last season?
I'm like you. I didn't watch the last season.
Oh, guys. What are you doing?
Amy, first season was great, though.
It's almost... There's so much stuff.
I know, but I'm just letting you know, in case you don't have anything, you've got that. I'm actually jealous you have that to go binge if you have some time.
I'm going to watch Killing Eve. I decided last night. But it's only on Hulu or iTunes. Is it iTunes? Because I'll fly and watch iTunes.
Download it, yeah.
So, 6 months and you share Netflix.
Yeah. I just haven't dated in this whole Netflix. The last time I had a boyfriend, Netflix and stuff was on DVD. it didn't exist.
Through the mail.
Amy's trading VHS tapes with her last boyfriend.
It wasn't even a discussion, but I feel like I'm the type of person that, like, yeah, one weekend, I'd be like, yeah, here's my password.
Yeah, the Netflix thing. Hey, Morgan, number two, you and your boyfriend, you share a Netflix password or no?
I don't have a boyfriend.
When you did.
Oh. He just used mine whenever he was at my place, but I never gave it to him because I didn't want to deal with the awkwardness if we broke up to, like, get it back.
Well, you could just change the password.
It. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I would just be like, change it, log in. Sorry, sucker.
Yeah.
after that Netflix password, at the 10-month mark, we're willing to share a credit card number with our significant other.
No.
Hmm.
Really?
I have no problem sharing my credit card.
Yeah. I mean,
because if somebody steals, you just go, that one didn't do that. And I also have LifeLock. Mike D has all my credit card numbers, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been dating for how long?
8 years.
Years.
You all trust each other.
How long? Do you not have my credit card, Amy?
I do not. Should I? I didn't know this was a thing.
A lot of people do. I think Morgan number one may have my credit card number.
Huh. I'll take it.
And it's just... Morgan, number two, do you have my credit card number or no?
No, I don't.
You'll take it. The average person needs 8 months of being together before discussing their financial situation. Which is funny on this show because Lunchbox and his wife don't even share money.
Right. Separate bank accounts.
She didn't even know what you make.
Nope. She doesn't see my paycheck.
How long have you been together, not just marriage, but all together, dating?
7 years, I think.
And she has no idea what you make.
But you know what she makes.
Yeah, because she got the job when we were together.
Huh. Yeah, but I mean, you signed a new deal.
Ooh, yeah,
when y'all were together.
Yeah. but she didn't know before, so she wasn't in on the negotiations.
But you're signing a new contract, and she's not like, hey, what's...
Wasn't in on negotiations?
Yeah.
What was she supposed to do? Walk to the table? All right, I'd like to call this meeting.
She didn't check my, she wasn't there for the back and forth and the talks and all that.
I mean, but just for the fact of, like, going to, like, your best friend to talk through things, like, I when I have stuff like that, I'm talking to my husband about it, like, the entire time, trying to just get his advice and what I should do.
Did you need her advice?
No, she's never been in radio.
Oh, okay.
But well, she hasn't.
But have you ever done what she does?
No, she didn't.
What's her job title?
Marketing.
You ever marketed?
Yeah, I market myself.
All right. 1 in 5 people would happily give a website their social security number to shop with it.
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with people?
Crazy, man.
We had an issue here where, who was it that didn't want to write their social down?
Me.
Because I'm not, I don't do that.
Well, and I got an email from the company saying that my password was going to expire and they needed my social security number. And I was like, no, this is a scam. But it was the company.
Well, yeah.
They needed it?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Mm.
And I'm like you, Bones. My social security number, that's like
we'll
gold.
Do, like the Raging Idiot shows. I'll be like, put your social here so you guys can get on the stage. We're like, you're out of your mind.
Uh-uh.
I just put 69, 69, 69, 69.
Dash 69.
Yeah,
dash,
sometimes I'll do
dash. Oh, yeah. No. My husband like needs a password or needs some information of mine, I'll just send it to him, no problem, like over email or text, and he loses his mind. He wants me to send it some cryptic way to like, I mean, because he thinks that people could piece it all together.
Do it one number over. Everything you send is one number over.
Ooh, oh, smart. That's smart.
So I'd be 70, 70, 70, 70. What do you want to do? I have a bunch of stuff.
What are my options?
Well, I have a Haley explodes after finding Selena's text on Justin Bieber's phone.
Ooh.
Sounds interesting.
I mean,
that's the story that's staring me in the eyeballs.
Okay.
I mean, we can do that on the post show, pre show if we want. Let me see that story real quick. I think that's gossipy, huh?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber's wife, Haley Baldwin, apparently exploded after finding texts with his ex girlfriend. This is from Radar Online. Justin is constantly talking about Selena, and Haley's at her boiling point.
I mean, I just doubt this is true.
But really?
Oh, yeah. Who's telling us this?
A source close to Selena?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So good friends.
So, yeah. Can you imagine? It's always funny when like a great friend tells us.
Sounds like a really great friend.
A great friend wouldn't tell that story. Yeah. You know who came over to the house yesterday was Judah from Judah and the Lion. And on Sunday, that new Bobby cast goes up. And this is their song. Did I take it all back? Take it all back. Take it all back. I take it all back to have you. So that goes up Sunday if you subscribe to the Bobby cast. It's a podcast I do from my house. That crowd singing there in the back of the song is from his iPhone. He recorded that. And then when they recorded the song, he put the crowd singing it back on the track.
Oh, that's cool.
You hear about that in that Bobby cast. But that dude, Judah, so stupid. He like played baseball all through college, like so good. Averaged 25 points a game playing high school basketball at the highest classification.
Ridiculous.
He's a great singer.
I call it the Sam Hunt. It's ridiculous.
It was so annoying.
Yeah, because he's so talented.
Yeah, everything about he's a 6'2".
Ugh.
He's perfect. I know.
Disgusting.
I know. There's also one right now with Jada Marcus from Rascal Flatts. And he talks about a time when What Hurts the Most was number one at Top 40 Radio.
And I remember sitting on the floor of the American Music Awards with Gary. And Gary's sitting next to me and he nudged me and he goes, this was the year 2006. He said, we've sold more records this year than anybody in this room. And he wasn't saying it to be boastful. He was saying, can you believe what we've done outside of just being in country music?
It's a good one. So a couple up there. Bobby Cass, whatever you're doing this weekend, check it out. I was reading this story about a waitress. And she's waiting a table and they ordered this bottle of wine that was $330.
Whoa.
Right, and because they wanted a splurge. And she goes and she grabs a bottle of wine and she gives it to them and they drink the wine. But they realize that she had given them the wrong bottle of wine. The bottle of wine that she gave them was a $5,800 bottle of wine.
Oh.
By accident.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good steakhouse, apparently. And the bottle of wine she grabbed was on a rarities menu. And she... By the way, you order a $300 bottle of wine?
You're bald.
Holy crap.
That's a lot.
But you get handed... And I don't know if the person knew at the table that it wasn't the right wine, or even if there's a difference.
Right.
But if you... Okay, let me run this by you. If you get the $5,000 bottle and they've messed up, do you tell them? Or do you just drink it?
Be honest, Amy.
I mean, I guess if somehow I know that
Yeah, if you know.
I say something because I don't want them to come back and think that this is what I ordered. I don't want to end up having to pay the $5,000.
What if that's not the thing. You're just going to have it. They messed up, you get it.
Oh, well, then I'll thank them for it, yes. I'll be like, thank you for this $5,000 bottle of wine. I mean, yeah, I guess I say something because I don't want there to be any confusion.
Maybe I just get a taste. And they go,
a little bit.
Oh, the guys, this is not the right wine. Like, even if I know it.
They open a bottle like that, they're opening it for you and like letting you taste it right there in front of them.
So what happened?
And then what if you're like, this is gross?
So she was worried she might get fired, and she wasn't. She wasn't put on the hook either. Her boss was cool with it. The owner of the restaurant got on Twitter and congratulated the customers and said, hey, you guys got lucky. And
wow.
To the member of the staff who accidentally gave it away, chin up. One-off mistakes happen. We love you anyway.
Ooh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. I thought maybe they were going to start taking it out of her paycheck or something.
$5,000.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Deborah in Texas, what's happening?
Hey, Bobby. I just want to let you know, my little boy, he's 4 years old, and we listen to you every day going to school.
Oh, thank you very much.
And he thinks you are magical because he thinks that you live in the radio. And we've seen you on American Idol. And he said, Mom, how does Bobby get from the radio to the TV? He's magical.
We have the same discussions with Lunchbox. Then we're like, this is how we move. What's his name?
His name's Cole.
There he is. Cole, what
hey,
up, buddy?
Cole.
Maybe we can play this back for him on the podcast.
He absolutely loves you guys so much.
Well, thank you very much. Where do you live in Texas?
We live, like, in Smithville, like, where the Hope Floats movie was filmed at, like, 40 miles from Austin.
Oh, yeah. When the rain is falling in your face.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, yeah, it's a Garth Brooks version of Make You Feel My Love.
Yeah.
So good.
It's a good movie, too.
You know what I'm going to watch? I need to watch Avengers and John Wick 3, right? But
right.
I still want to watch Inside Out. The cartoon.
Yeah.
Morgan, too, have you seen that one? I saw you nod your head.
Yeah, it's really good. You're going to enjoy that Disney movie hardcore.
Am I going to cry like Coco, though?
Ooh, he might.
You might. You really might.
Yeah, you might.
Man.
Like, my kids cry. I don't cry in it for some reason, but my kids cried.
That Coco got me.
Yeah, Coco's
maybe
awesome.
Maybe because my grandmother, I was so close to my grandma. She adopted me, and it was like life.
And, yeah. And the little boy probably reminded you of me.
No, Eddie, just because what? He's Mexican doesn't remind me of
you. No, I think the little boy reminded him of him.
Oh. Me.
Oh. Bobby, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
We all find our relation.
To the movie.
Yeah. I'm not, stop it. Robert Pattinson is the next Batman. Thoughts?
What?
That was announced last night. That's probably he's the new Batman.
Who is he? Twilight?
He's Twilight. Glitter Boy.
Or Glitter Boy from Twilight. Yes. I think it'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, I guess
I really
don't care.
Did they ever cast one of these wrong? Mm. Not really.
Mm.
You just kind of believe whatever they tell you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right. Today, tickets for the Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots tour, comedy and music show go on sale, 10 a.m. So check it out. Come on out. RagingIdiots.com. So that happens today. New record's out today for me. I fly to American Idol either late tonight or early in the morning. Haven't decided yet.
Oh, wow.
It's my last trip.
Yeah.
Probably early in the morning. This 5 o'clock Saturday trips are brutal. But probably in the morning. And I'll just land and go to work.
Yeah.
But it's a big one. I hope everybody checks it out on Sunday. Dan and Shay, John Party, Kane Brown, Weezer. It's going to be a big show. And that's just one act. That's just one song that we're all
doing
together.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
That's
just some of the artists.
Like an award show.
So check out the American Idol finale on Sunday. I'll be there, and it'll be awesome. If I stay in town tonight, I'd like to go watch John Wick or Avengers.
You haven't seen Avengers yet, have
I know,
you?
I know. Amy, what's up with you?
We've got soccer practice tonight and a game tomorrow, so just getting the kids pumped up for that. Probably.
Are they good yet?
Are they good? Yeah, they're getting better. Yes. I mean, it's way better than they were game one. I mean, so I'm impressed. We'll see how long they want to continue. Stashier really likes it. But Saturday after the soccer game, we may go see Avengers.
I won't be here. Of course.
Yeah.
Somebody else. Lunchbox, what's up this weekend?
I got a buddy from college that's in town tonight for business, so we're going to meet up for drinks. And then Eddie's hosting some dinner for St. Jude this weekend, so I may go check that out.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Nice.
To support you.
Your eye looks a little better.
It's getting better, right?
Oh, and you're hosting.
We'll get two more days. It should open up all the way. And it's a food event.
Maybe you should wear a patch.
Eddie's got an old swole eye going.
I'm at Eric Church and just wear sunglasses.
Yeah, because people are like eating.
St. Jude. All right, we'll see you guys. Have a great weekend. Catch you on Monday. Bye, everybody.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.